Yeah, but with piano, you cannot.
Absolutely.
It's. Okay, stop to practice. Hi everybody. Hi everybody. First of all, he was practicing a short excerpt of a piece that he wants to present to you. Johnny, nice to have you back.
Where am I?
So, as I have told you in the last week's weekly guitar meeting, at some point the maestro Jonathan would join us again, and now this is the moment. So we have, I think, seven or eight guitars, but we are going to present the first three guitars together, which are, you will see, it's going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, let us know, what do you have?
What we have here is a very, very beautiful Ignacio Fleta from 1954. So basically, this is at the very early career of Ignacio Fleta Senior as a guitar maker.
Mm-hmm.
As you perhaps know, that before guitar making, he was already an instrument maker building cello.
No, I didn't know that.
Building cello.
This is also
a, yeah, and this is of course the first, not the first, I mean I'd say one of the earliest guitar of Fleta, even before he met Andres Segovia in 55 and decided to dedicate himself in guitar making fully.
Okay.
So this is a very early Fleta guitars. 1954, basically it's still in the style of Antonio de Torres with 7 fan bracings. What interesting is the neck width, it's only 50 millimeters. It's a bit, it's still normal within the range, but it's a bit narrower than the normal, let's say normal guitar.
Mm-hmm. Actually, for many people, very comfortable.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Spruce soundboard, of course, and Brazilian rosewood back and sides.
Beautiful Brazilian rosewood
back and sides. The guitar has been through some restoration, of course, which was done by Gabriel Fleta too. So basically, Gabriel did several reparations on the guitar.
Mm.
It's in the fully playing condition. It's very stable. It's a concert-ready instrument. Another interesting fact is that the guitar was purchased by a guy called... let's say classical guitarist Ramon Herrera,
and we are going to have an interview
with
him. You can watch it probably next week on Wednesday in our Zika's Spotlight program.
Who bought the guitar directly from Fleta when he was 11 years old, I believe, something like this. 11 years old. So basically the guitar was only in one owner throughout its life. Wow. And Ramon himself is the ex-student of Emilio Pujol.
Ex-student of Emilio Pujol, wow.
So, I assume the guitar has been approved by Pujol himself. What do you think, Jayan?
Actually, yes. I mean, if you buy a new guitar and you go to your teacher, you show your guitar, you want to hear the opinion of your teacher about your guitar, it's always a very proud moment. So, and this is also a proud moment for us.
We are honored.
You are honored, and I'm also honored that you are going to play on a guitar finally in the weekly guitar meeting.
I hope I can still play.
We will see. I hope that we don't need a lot of takes.
By the way, do you know, this is another interesting fact, a copy of the original receipt of the guitar when he bought the guitar, we still have it. I think back then the guitar cost 8,000 pesetas.
Mm-hmm.
8,000 pesetas in 1954, 1955. I don't know how much in today's money. Of course, please don't ask us to buy the guitar for 8,000 pesos. But it's just
it was another time.
It's just like an interesting interesting documentation of the guitar.
And it will are we going to give it to the customer?
Of course, yes, of course.
As a
So,
well,
let's see how it sounds.
Let's see how it sounds. Practiced a bit.
Interesting. Interesting.
Let's talk about the sound. Yes. First of all, I have to say, you are a traditional guitar lover.
Yes.
And you sound always very good on traditional guitars.
Yeah.
It's of course also the case with this guitar. Mm-hmm. What is the most exciting quality of this guitar for you?
First of all, like, you have the possibility to shape the energy, you know, because as you said that you are right that sometimes, most of the time, actually in my case, in my hand, I cannot drive the modern guitars like double top or lattice. For me, when I push the guitar, it's already like the guitar won't give more.
Yeah, you know? Because the sound is already produced. It's a perfect produced sound.
Exactly.
But on the other side, you have less
energy.
You have some limitations.
Yeah.
And in this case,
I could really push the guitar. Yeah. I could really ask the energy that I want from the guitar. The guitar is giving.
Yeah.
That's from, of course, from the, let's say, the energy perspective.
Mm-hmm.
The sound itself also, it's very organic to my ear. I really like how natural the trebles are, you know. It is a spruce sounding spruce top guitar, but still it has its roundness and warmth. I don't know, it reminds me of maybe the characteristic of the Spanish guitar during the 50s 60s, you know.
Yeah, because this is a Spanish guitar from the 50s,
exactly.
60s.
Yeah, I know it sounds a bit, yeah, of course this is the guitar, but it gives me the it's like the time machine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It brings you back to the past.
Yeah.
You know? I think it's a very, very, very good guitar.
Yeah.
Not only that, I mean, sound wise, it has already the early stage of the characteristic of Fleta, which I really like. Amazing guitar to play. Really, it's very satisfying.
Yeah.
It's very satisfying too.
Also, the separation in the tones.
Everything.
The clarity.
Everything is there.
Every chord
that
you played, I could hear the...
Everything. This kind of guitar, you need to know how to play it. You know, it's not the guitar that will just play by itself. You know? Don't get me wrong, it's very good, the playability, but you have to know what you want in the tone, in the interpretation, and the guitar will just give.
Yeah. I compare it a bit like Apple and Windows, like from Microsoft.
Ah, I thought Apple and Orange. Apple and Windows.
No, because like if you're using an Apple computer,
yes,
Mac, it's like everything is working very well, but you have also less possibilities to adjust some stuff. But with Microsoft, it looks a bit more complicated, but you have many screws to adjust the
absolutely the
sound. This is with the guitar.
So let's say I know the guitar is customizable.
Exactly.
Is it a good term? No.
Yeah, it's a very customizable guitar. Oh, I will use this word in the weekly. I continue. It's amazing.
I don't want to interrupt.
Also so enjoyable how
it's still
ringing. It has very good sustain, but what I love the most is how consistent the quality of the tone is.
Yes, absolutely.
In different positions, different chords. Mm-hmm. If you want to customize the sound, mm-hmm. you can do it with your right hand.
Yeah.
But if you stay in the same position, quality of the tone is
consistent.
Always the same. Of course, you can. So sometimes, if I say the tone is consistent, it doesn't mean that the color is always the same. The colors you can change if you change the position
of
the right hand, but the quality of the tone is
I feel like we stand corrected by our previous statement. That now we have four different pieces from completely different periods.
Yes.
We have the Giuliani, we have the Schubert, we have Sens della Mazza, and we have some romantic...
A bit more modern.
Modern
this is
music.
Actually,
so basically, I think, again, the guitars will do everything, you know? Especially the Sens della Mazza, I think it's kind of... Kind of sounds good.
Very, very suitable.
Yeah.
Because it's a piece that you want to create many colors and play with dynamics, and you need a guitar that is able to do it.
The polyphony on the Schubert too. The voice changing on the bass, on the trebles, you can hear every single note.
Yeah.
I think not only the guitar, not only the guitar has a historical significance, but as an instrument, it is an amazing instrument.
It is.
Yeah.
Wow. The Fleta from...
Not easy to get from this year.
From this year? Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes.
54.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you.
Stay here.
Okay,
we have still two guitars
I'm sorry,
left.
I'm sorry.
We have two guitars
yes,
left.
Yes. I will be here, guys.
The next guitar is not a... guitar inspired by Hermann Hauser. It's not a Hermann Hauser replica. This is a Hermann Hauser guitar. A real Hermann Hauser.
Original.
Hermann Hauser III. A guitar that is being played by many, many big names and concert classical guitarists.
Yes, absolutely.
Because of the amazing qualities that this guitar offers.
Yeah.
And it's from 1995. Has the number 379.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
What is for you the most special thing about Hermann Hauser guitars?
Well,
because
first of all, people always associate Hermann Hauser guitar with clarity.
Exactly, for me too.
With the brilliance, with the purity of the tone, you know.
Separation,
exactly.
Evenness.
Exactly.
Yes.
These very, let's say, more great technical details.
It's actually a very German guitar. German precision.
Exactly.
Precision.
Yeah. There is but. This particular guitar, they call it, as you perhaps know, that there is an interview of Hermann Hauser III inside the Orfeo magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And basically he mentioned there that he's building several models, right? One of the model called Fana model.
Mm-hmm.
This is the guitar. It is,
okay.
It is a Fana model. Basically this guitar is based on Pepe Romero model.
Okay.
as you can see, first of all, it's cedar soundboard,
mm-hmm.
Instead of what people commonly see on Hauser guitar, spruce.
Yeah.
Although there are also quite a lot cedar guitars. Mm-hmm. And the rosette as well, it's kind of more Spanish style rosette, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And to me, maybe you will hear later that, as Joyan said, it is a German precision. But the catch is, it has also the Spanish characteristic.
Yeah, definitely.
It has also the Spanish characteristic.
Yeah. And it comes with Brazilian rosewood.
Brazilian rosewood and the maple.
Maple in the middle, wow.
Yeah, flake maple. So
nice.
What should we do?
Play a few tones on it. And let's see how this guitar already... Beautiful.
Even the two tones.
Yeah,
two tones.
It's so clear. It projects so well.
Exactly.
If you hear a Hermann Hauser guitar in a big concert hall, there you can hear the quality of the Hermann Hauser.
Yes, absolutely.
It's everything so clear. You can.
This is also interesting. Let's say interesting
topic.
Observation
yeah.
that I and you too. Sometimes we hear a lot of. Different kind of guitars on the concert stage.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned many times that the Hermann Hauser is very good at the clarity, you know. This clarity and clearness, what makes the guitar is hearable
yeah.
on the back of the hall.
Yeah.
You know? Because once the guitar is clear, your ear will take it as
loud, yeah,
because you hear everything,
yeah,
you know, it's not only the volume or projection,
yeah,
but I think the clarity also have the also has the role.
Absolutely.
Am I making sense?
Absolutely.
Yes.
If something made sense what you have said in the last years, then this is true. Brilliant sound, it's bright, but at the same time very profound.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree with you. I don't know, somehow this brilliance that you mentioned is what I capture as natural to the ears.
Mm.
You know?
Okay.
The guitar sounds like a guitar, like it's organic sound.
Yeah.
You know? It's natural. What our ears want to hear.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It comes for me very natural to the ears.
Yeah.
It's very comfortable.
It's the pure guitar sound.
Yeah, absolutely.
But very advanced.
Yeah.
Advanced and enhanced.
Oh, wow. Wow.
In many different aspects. Separation, loudness.
Your objective dictionary...
My dictionary is growing a lot because also people help me in the comments.
Mm.
There was one of the followers, he wrote a long list of how to describe the sound. Actually, I was using many of them, but
then don't forget to comment below.
How would you
describe the sound?
Yeah.
You know, we need some kind of more advanced English choice of words, because as you know, both of us are not native speaker. So.
I'm native speaker.
Yes, Mr. Tarzaman. You were born in California?
No, I was born in London.
London.
Yeah, and I'm an Arsenal fan.
3-0
to Arsenal against Real Madrid.
I'm happy, guys, because then Joyan came to the office today with a big smile. Yesterday, I was already worried a little bit. You know, oh man, if Madrid beat Arsenal, which was actually quite likely, although it didn't happen.
People underestimated Arsenal.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
One more piece, then we switch, no?
Let's do it. Like this, and every tone has the same loudness. It's a very trustable guitar, I say it sometimes. Yeah,
you mean trustable? So, what do you mean with trustable?
In terms of you don't. If you play a chord like this, it's not that a tone is have much more overtones or is much louder than the others. You can just put your fingers on the strings, you play a chord, and it has a very compact and organic sound, you know? Even sound. Also very good sustain. It's a dangerous guitar. Why? You know why? Because it offers you so many colors that you will automatically move your fingers all the time.
Yes.
And sometimes you make more mistakes because it's much more safe if you play it.
One note.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
What
it's about
did Beethoven say?
I have no idea what he said.
Okay, shit. I forgot to. Okay. Yes, you're right.
It's not about single tones.
It's not about making mistake.
Yeah.
You know? It's not about perfection, but it's about the characteristic you want to build, you know?
Yeah. The atmosphere that you want to create.
Yeah, exactly. Great guitar. Great guitar.
Amazing. We have some guitars today.
Yeah.
It's
amazing week.
Yeah. Should we move to the next one?
Yeah.
This is going to be a very modern guitar, but it's one of the best modern guitars of today. Yeah.
So, Joyan, do you know why I hold the guitar like this? I don't want to show you guys yet the face of the guitar.
Yeah, probably because the face of the guitar, very special. But also the back is very special. It's a very high quality Madagascar rosewood.
Ah, yeah, the one is... Oh, sorry.
It's not the time to show.
I have to see like this.
Yeah. And this is also Madagascar? I mean...
Yes, yes, this is two pieces, book matched.
Okay, because I never...
Yes, it is
for
Madagascar.
For me, the Madagascar had always this color, but yeah. I never saw this.
No, there are Madagascars with sapwood. They call it sapwood.
Ah, sapwood. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Okay,
but
maybe.
The face of the guitar, show it.
Oh, it's amazing.
Wow.
It's more like looking at Picasso.
Yes. But it's not a Cochlea Tukea guitar by Taki.
Exactly.
It's made by the US-American guitar luthier, Stephen Connor, who is actually a very well-known name.
Yes.
I know many, many concert classical guitarists who are playing his instruments.
Yeah. Sorry, can I interrupt just one second?
Yes.
Because I see from the soundboard, the guitar has name. It's called Luna.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it's not written on the label, no?
No, but, or maybe. No. But,
You can see it
under
through
the
soundboard,
there. Luna, number 513.
Okay.
Anyway.
But this model is also called Floresta.
Suena and Suena. Sueno and Sueño and La Floresta. That's the model name.
Yeah. And you
the
can see the
guitar called Luna.
Yeah. Okay. And so you can see the La Floresta in the rosette, on the rosette of the guitar. He has used a lot of green
elements
on the guitar.
Here,
and
green, the
yes,
I don't know if you can see.
Yes, and the top of the guitar is it three pieces?
Yes,
yes.
It is.
So it's cedar, and this is also a kind of cedar.
Yeah, which he found on the beach in British Columbia in Canada.
Okay,
the lock, and then he cut it and used it for the song.
Yeah, and it's a double top guitar.
Mm-hmm.
It has a lot of modern elements
with Nomex.
With Nomex, it has a raised fingerboard, a soundboard.
Oh, it's very interesting bracings. Like.
Yeah, you can see the bracing through the hole.
Yeah, guys, there is this soundboard. So if you are wondering what I'm seeing from here,
yeah,
there is a soundboard. The shape of the soundboard is also unique, like a leaf.
Yeah, true. Beautiful work. It's a very modern sounding and loud guitar. You will hear it in a bit. And many decorative elements, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You can see more detailed pictures on our website if you're interested in. And Johnny, play. Guitar, it was the best version of all. It is probably very comfortable to play.
It is absolutely comfortable.
Yeah.
It is. I have to manage the power a little bit because if I push the guitar like this, in the way I push it.
In the way, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So you have to move a bit like
I have to reduce the power a little bit because the nature of the guitar is already very powerful.
It's very explosive.
Yeah, it's very powerful.
Yeah.
So you have to calm down a little bit, more relaxed. That's why it's easier to play.
Because the guitar is still loud.
Yeah.
So if you play with less tension, the guitar is still loud.
Yeah.
So
I compare like this. Yeah. Only the first couple of tone, like this. This one I push.
Yeah.
comparison if I play relax on this guitar.
It's still
the volume is there. Yeah. So basically, yeah, it's just like I love this guitar. Like it takes a little bit adjustment for me.
Yeah.
Because then I have to work more efficient. Let's say less energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the guitar will just like pop. You know?
Yeah, it's a completely different idea and construction compared to the Hauser or Fleta.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the sound is very loud, it's very room feeling and smooth, a lot of overtones.
Mm-hmm. Even when you talk, I can hear the guitar is already
it's
resonating.
Resonating. And so I guess the top is very thin.
Yeah, let's see what is the air.
F sharp, yeah.
I think.
So also relatively deep, and it's an impressive guitar.
It is. Wow. It is like the guitar screams for a concert hall.
Yes.
You know, like or chamber music or anything. It's just like it's there.
Play a bit more.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Playability, I think, is the highlight of the guitar.
I think so, yes.
And the overtones, the mix of overtones are also very rich.
I think it makes the sound overall very smooth.
Yeah.
The sound is covered with all that.
Yeah. Perhaps one have to be a little bit careful with the polyphony work, because then you have to make sure your fingering is not... you are not introducing too much resonance on the guitar, because it has already a lot of overtones.
Yeah, true. Good point.
Of course, that's just again how you adapt with the instrument.
Yeah, and if you are playing for a long time on a modern instrument and you want to switch to a traditional one, then you also have to adapt a bit.
Absolutely.
And change some little.
Julian, do you want to play?
Yes,
I think this is your kind of instrument.
It is. Sometimes I'm surprised. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tranquilo.
The response is very fast.
Yes, it is very fast.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you. this guitar has a very even sound.
Oh,
it
yes,
is. It has a. Oh, very, very even. For me personally, the loudness between the tones, for my feeling, is even more even than the previous two guitars. It's like one tone.
I think it is also still very expressive guitar.
Yeah, you can. You have.
Oh, yes.
It's there. Yeah. It's like.
It's very piano-like.
Yeah, but with piano, you cannot.
Absolutely.
It's.
Can you do that when you press the toots of the piano? Can you do this and it changes anything? No.
No. Actually, I think on cembalo you can.
Oh, really?
Do it a little bit, yeah, because it's very mechanical and
piano,
you can.
You have to shake the whole.
Yeah, piano. Yes. So these are some qualities that only our instrument offer.
I think I see a business potential there. Make a device
that can vibrate the tones of
exactly.
Piano.
Exactly.
We will talk about it later. Great. So it's Stephen Connor, brand new 2025, and Luna, you said, no?
The name of the guitar is Luna. The model is Sueño en la Floresta.
Ah, I see it here.
Yeah, you see it?
Yeah, it's number 513.
Yes.
Beautiful. Well, we are very curious what you say about the sound of this guitar and also the other two guitars, Fleta and Hauser. I will review the next four or five guitars on my own because you have to do some other stuff.
Yeah, guys, as much as I love to be in the weekly guitar meeting, which I love, but I have a lot of other stuff to do.
Next time we can change. You do the weekly and I will do your job.
Deal.
Okay.
Deal.
See you in a bit. And the next guitar that I'm going to review today is a brand new guitar made by the German guitar luthier Vincent Hummel from Chemnitz. And the last guitar by Vincent Hummel that I have reviewed was a double top guitar. And this one is with a cedar top and very, really beautiful Madagascar rosewood back and sides. It's a very, as I say, sometimes it's like a Van Gogh painting, the structure of this wood. It's very strong and it has also a slightly elevated fingerboard, a very simple but beautiful rosette, very elegant. And I want to show you the sound of this guitar because I have played already a few tones on it and I love that. And also very even, of course. The loudness is the same as Jonathan is saying it always. It has a very organic sound. Thank you. it's truly a guitar that is doing what you actually ask for. If the tone drops down suddenly, it doesn't sound good. But in this case, you can... you can take your time because the guitar allows it. And I think also the balance of the guitar is very good. Balance in terms of loudness between the tones. It should be, of course, in tune. One last piece and then we move to the next guitar. Dynamic range. Congrats to Vincent Hummel for this beautiful sounding instrument. And it looks also very clean if you look inside the guitar. Great job. Well, let's move to the next guitar. We have still three guitars left. And the next guitar is made by Dieter Müller, a very well-known name in the German double-top guitar-making school. And he's one of those guitar luthiers that was building double-top guitars from the beginning of this new guitar construction. And Dieter Müller is using Nomex as a core. There is Balsa core and Nomex core, so this guitar is with Nomex, and it's from 2015. It comes with a cedar top, which is a very beautiful and high quality cedar. You can see already all the grains and the structure of the wood, and also the Indian rosewood back and sides looks very, very good. So he's using high quality woods and he's also cutting the woods by himself. This guitar, as I said, is from 2015. It comes also with a slightly elevated fingerboard, which makes the life much easier for the guitarists. Well, let's see how this guitar sounds. It's very loud. Beautiful. It has a very explosive sound, so the response of the guitar is very fast. And it's funny because I have tried, or we had at Zika's Guitars, a brand new Dieter Müller from 2025 a few weeks ago, and this guitar is also very similar to his new guitar. So it means that already 10 years ago he knew exactly what he wants to build. And I think this guitar, despite of the double top and Nomex, it has still a very natural sound. It's also very bright. Comfortable to play. comfortable. And it's of course a combination of the shape of the neck, of the response of the guitar, and the nut. It's not always one element that makes a guitar very comfortable to play. It's at the end the combination of many different elements. This is a guitar that invites you to play on it. It's it's one of the best double top guitars that I have ever played. It's as simple as that. I can tell it straight away. So it was a Dieter Müller from 2015, and I'm curious, what are you hearing from the other side? Let's move to the next two guitars. These are the last two guitars of this week. And this guitar is made by the Japanese guitar luthier Masaki Sakurai, who is the nephew of Masaru Kono, the very well-known Japanese guitar luthier. And these are high quality handmade guitars from Japan. And this model is the Maestro RF. RF stands for raised fingerboard. And this guitar has a hugely raised fingerboard, as you can see. And it comes with a cedar top and Madagascar rosewood back and sides. Let's see how it sounds. Resonating guitar, very loud also, with a great sustain, very long tones, and I noticed also that the Masaki Sakurai guitars, they have a very specific sound, so you can notice their voice, the sound of the guitar. It has a very characteristic sound. Every time when I play Masaki Sakurai guitar, I think, oh, this is like his voice, you know? Thank you. So it was a Masaki Sakurai guitar, brand new, the Maestro RF model with a cedar top and Madagascar rosewood. And we are going to have the last guitar of this week. It's also made by Masaki Sakurai. And this Masaki Sakurai guitar is also brand new from 2025. And this is a PC model. It comes with a cedar top and Madagascar rosewood back and sides. In general, the Masaki Sakurai guitars are built very, very clean and precise, and you cannot find any little mistakes in the building process of the guitar. It's a great job. And I won't talk a lot. Let's see how this guitar sounds. What I love about this guitar is if I play the trebles, I don't have the feeling that the intensity in the sound is suddenly missed. And it has somehow the intensity and the vibration of the basses, even when I'm playing the trebles. Profound and very well vibrating trebles. So it's a Masaki Sakurai, the model PC, and I'm very curious what you say about the sound of this guitar and also all the other guitars of this week's Weekly Guitar Meeting. And if you enjoyed this week's Weekly Guitar Meeting, please don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to our channel if you didn't do that already. I wish you a happy weekend with good weather and a lot of sun, good food, and everything that you like. See you next week.